KWPC.
Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward. I'm Amy Kay, and today I've got on the line with me the kindness guy, Randy McNeely. Are you there, Randy?
I am.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the opportunity to be on and talk with you this morning, Amy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was getting to think about you the other day because I thought, you know, A, well, we haven't had you on in a long time, and B, you know, with everything that's happening in this world, I think that, you know, we can't stress enough how important showing kindness to others is, no matter what the situation. So I guess I just kind of wanted to get your take on, or even like advice to others to find ways of just being kind to others during this time. It's not that hard. Just if you have any advice or any thoughts about this, I was just curious.
I do. You know, I've given it a lot of thought. In fact, I started a podcast with my colleague, Dr. Ida Gorgoris, called The Kindness and Happiness Connection. It's out on, you can get it on Spotify or other places where we, you know, we share some specific things about kindness and about how we can show kindness even right now. You know, they use the term social distancing, and I'm going to be totally upfront. I hate that term.
I kind of do, too.
I do is because the fact is we're social animals. We're social beings.
Yes.
We're, as human beings, we are social. We like to get together. We like to interact. We like to, you know, be with one another. And obviously right now we need to be physically distanced.
Yes.
You know, to be wise and to, you know, take the appropriate precautions so that we're, you know, trying to slow down the spread of this, you know, coronavirus of COVID-19.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, the thing about social distancing, that term almost implies underlying that it means emotional distancing as well.
Yes.
And we cannot afford in any way, shape, or form to be emotionally distant right now.
Right.
We can't afford to be emotionally distant. And so what do? You know, we are blessed to have technology that enables us, even if we can't get together physically, we can at least reach out and let people know, you know, via text or more preferably via voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're thinking about them.
Right.
That we have them in our thoughts. We have them in our hearts. We have them in our minds. And that, you know, if you're religious, that you're praying for them. You know, I pray for people all the time.
Yes.
praying for my connections, you know, that I've never met in person, but people that I've connected with via LinkedIn and Facebook, and as well as, I mean, more importantly, praying for my family and friends and loved ones who are far away from me.
Right.
You know, I have a daughter that's out in Utah that we talk with on a regular basis, you know, and she keeps us updated as to where, you know, how things are going with her and what's happening. And I have friends that I call and talk with. And you know, on LinkedIn, I do a little Hope in a Minute campaign, you know, where I drop a short message via their LinkedIn app.
Oh,
so,
cool.
I mean, there's multitude of ways that we can still show kindness right now. And believe it or not, I mean, if you look, there are a lot of things going on where people are actually finding lots of ways to give kindness. You got a whole bunch of people sewing masks.
Yes.
For people to wear. You've got teachers in various locations and cities that are driving by where their students are and honking and showing mm-hmm. signs. Hey, we're thinking about you. We care about you. You know, there's a multitude of ways that people will use what I call their resourcefulness and their initiative that you can find to spread kindness right now.
Right.
And it's really important. And this situation is an opportunity for us to show greater kindness to ourselves.
Yeah, there it is. Because that's exactly what I was thinking too. Because, you know, I was just writing this actually just now because I was talking about something that I wanted to put in my column, and that was I have been neglecting myself completely for a long time, but with the whole COVID thing, I was very sick at the end of March. And though they told me it was just bronchitis and flu, I'm pretty sure I had something. And after that, I kept sleeping. And even when I came back to work, I was so depressed and upset. And I just felt like, well, what's the point? So I, you know, no makeup, no nothing. I just didn't care. And I gained 6 pounds steadily from March to now. And it's because I was just emotionally eating and I was isolating myself.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Excuse me, as I choked to death. Sorry. No, I don't. I'm not sick. But
right.
it's an interesting thing, you know, and I appreciate you sharing that. If you look at there's a lot of articles out there about how alcohol sales have gone up.
Yes.
About how, you know, that, you know, there's a company local here to Muscatine, Kent. You know, I know a guy that works at Kent. Their sales right now for their food product and everything have gone through the roof.
Right.
And, of course, I mean, I'm sure a big part of that is because people are just stocking up and want to be prepared, right?
Right.
But it's so easy when we're stressed. What do we turn to? We turn to our comfort habits.
Yep.
And I'm going to be totally honest. I mean, I struggle with addiction to food. I like to eat.
Yes. Same.
And part of trying to be kind to myself, I'm really trying to watch what I'm eating right now. But it's so easy when we're stressed or other things like that to turn to whatever our comfort is. Some people turn to alcohol. Other people turn, you know, I'm sure there's an increase in drug use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt.
A multitude of different things. And the key is we have to be aware, emotionally aware and physically aware and mentally aware and spiritually aware of those things that are going to either help us to thrive or they're going to drive us into a hole, and make the conscious decision, because we can do this. We have a choice. That's the beautiful thing about being human. We have a choice as to how we're going to react and what we're going to do, and we can choose not to let ourselves go that direction. Or if we get there, we all do. We all have our days, but not to stay there. There's some interesting modes that people are in right now that my good friend Dr. Edia likes to talk about. He said, you know, there's 4 modes. You can become a victim.
Yes.
You know, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why do I have to deal with this? You can become a critic. Oh, you know, nobody's doing anything right. The government's too stupid to know how to do this. Or, you know, we've all tried that before. We're never going to get through this. You can become the bystander who you know, sits back and hopes that everybody else is going to take care of everything and take care of them, too.
Yep.
Or we can become what I like to call, you know, what he calls the navigator. The navigator is the person that yes, they might have some struggles with the other 3 modes, but they do everything they can to minimize the impact of what's happening around them, and they focus on the things that they can control.
Yes.
And dump the things that they can't control. And they do and they strive to help people around them do the same thing. And so, you know, we have a choice. We can choose to, you know, again, we all may fall some days into the bystander, critic, or victim mode, but where we want to be, if we're really going to not only survive this situation, but actually thrive,
yeah,
is in the navigator mode. Because there's opportunities right now. Things are changing. The landscape, business landscape, is going to be forever changed because of this.
Right.